Okay, Bill, first of all, what's the definition, your definition of evil?
Well, evil, for the context I think of, would be that anything that brings disorder to a situation or deviates an organism or a person or a situation from its normal state would be an evil influence, and also things that destroy are evil. And if we're going to end run this type of thing, we have to get the fear and the doubt and the things that are working on us from the outside eliminated. And I wanted to tell you something very interesting. I was thinking about your earlier question about these consciousness experiments that you're involved in, what people can do. You know the concept of the tipping point? You've heard that concept before?
Well, not really.
Okay, well, the tipping point is something people are working on now, and there's a book about it, where the world can go one way or the other. These are the best of times, these are the worst of times, but one might dominate over the other.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like things are going in a negative direction right now. The zeitgeist of society
is... Yeah, it feels strange.
For instance, I don't know about you, but I don't know of another time when there's probably been more prevalent evil all over the world at the same time than now. Can you think of any time?
Well, I guess other than World War II with Hitler handling most of it by himself. But
okay,
it is a bad time now. I would say World War II was between Stalin and Hitler doing what they did. We lost millions and millions of human beings. I don't think we're at that point here yet. But we're on the cusp.
Okay. But you feel it.
Yes.
Yes. So it seems like things are going in that direction. Well, what I thought of when during the commercial was, where does our place in this? All of us praying, all of us having good intention, all of us trying to heal the earth. And what we're trying to do is heal the earth and heal humanity and have people wake up to life and love and truth and things like that.
Well, that would be nice.
Yes. Well, do you remember the movie The Sentinel?
Yes.
That has always stayed with me. I think that's our position. Just to review that with people, there was a Catholic monks and priests had this special order that their job was to sit in this chair, take turns sitting in this chair in this house, and pray. And they had all these evil people around them. And their job was to make sure that the door to hell didn't come open so all the demons and all the bad people in hell would come into earth. So their job was to guard the door. And I sort of think that that's the tipping. They were guarding the tipping point, so it didn't go that way. And I sort of think that's what we're doing now with prayer and good intents and spirituality and interest in things like that are good is to be – we're all sentinels. We're all standing guard trying to keep that door closed because it's a scary time.
Also reminds me of a Twilight Zone episode where they had the devil captured behind bars and the door was closed. And a guy was leaving, and he told the lady who was in there, do not open the door, because they had the devil contained. They had evil contained.
Wow.
Well, sure enough, at the end, she opened the door.
Yeah, the temptation.
And out he went. And, of course, that meant evil went back out into the world.
Fantastic. And I thought I saw every one of those. That's great. Yeah. That's the same idea. And actually, I think that this is a kind of a serious matter. I think that we're doing that because the question is, why don't people get results right now from prayer? And it doesn't seem like we're getting any answers on Iraq, for example, from prayer. That's almost futile. And it seems like psychic things now are kind of down, too. They seem to be hindered, and they're not coming about. I think it's because underneath all of us in a collective way and unconsciousness, we have this fear, and we're worried about the future. And the terrorists have done this to us, unfortunately. And if it's unconscious. We're not really aware of it. A lot of people are walking around. They don't even think about those things, but it's in the air.
Well, I think a lot has done this to us, Bill. It is the terrorism. It's what I think we've done to ourselves collectively as
sure.
a whole. I mean, the whole thing, it just feels unnatural.
Right.
I have never met more people uptight, not friendly, just not happy in all my life. Now, when you talk about, you know, have we ever had a period worse than this? Again, we didn't really live through, I didn't, World War II.
Yeah, I didn't either.
And I got to believe that was a horrible time for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
This has a different feeling, I'm sure. But you know what I'm talking about.
I mean,
you can see it with people road raging today.
Yeah.
You can see it everywhere. They're just, the majority of the people aren't happy these days. And, you know, when you go out on a weekend or whenever you go out to try to enjoy yourself, people are trying to enjoy themselves now too much to offset this negativity that's out there. Now, this is just my impression.
No, I think you're right on the money. And Dean Radin, who knows about our Spindrift stuff too, and has written a review of my book, and it's on my book cover, he has an experiment where he feels, I forget exactly how it is, but it actually picks up anger and terror in one part of the world, and how that actually, like the butterfly effect, it kind of flies over to other parts of the world, and people are angry and upset, and it's because of what's going on their side of the world. And so, we're all kind of like flypaper picking up these things. We may be enraged and everything for our own reasons, but actually we're kind of picking this up from collective consciousness, too. He writes about this.
And you know what? You're right. It is a worldwide situation right now.
Yeah, and here's an interesting thing, too. I had a strange job once. I was flown to Miami Beach to work for the National Convention of Hypnotists, and I got in a conversation there with some of these hypnotists, and they were very liberal hypnotists. They weren't right-wingers. I wouldn't have listened to them if they were, because I would expect this from them. But they told me from their experience of hypnotism and actually hypnotizing people at a distance, which is a wild thing. It's almost psychic. I guess it is psychic. They told me that they have come to the conclusion that there's people outside the United States that are sending psychic and hypnotic thoughts over here to us and to our youth. And I said, well, that's pretty wild. That's pretty far out. I said, here you are, liberals and everything, and even from your so-called state of California they were from. I said, why would you tell me that? And they said, well, we have to be honest. This is what we observe. We can't prove it, but this is what we observed. And they told me that if you don't know about these psychic things happening to you and these hypnotic things happening to you, you are a victim. You have to learn about them or you're a victim.